The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
TikTok is mostly associated with lip-syncing, comedy skits, and cute dance routines, but the social media app has a darker side. We spoke last year about a graphic suicide video that was circulating in WA schools via TikTok, and now there is something just as disturbing to worry about. Joining me now is clinical psychologist and cyber safety expert Jordan Foster. Welcome back to the show, Jordan.
Good morning, Ben.
And so why has the date of April 24 become significant to TikTok users?
Well, unfortunately, there has been a trend going around over these past few days to mark April 24th as National Rape Day. Now, this is a trend that started over in the US, from what it seems. However, it's caught on, as you can imagine, given how evocative that particular term is, let alone marking it as a date, as a call to action. So it's been quite disturbing over the past few days on TikTok.
And so what do users think is going to happen or it potentially could happen on April 24?
Well, look, the initial trend was suggesting that people, it was a call to action. So people go out and they target young women in particular, but just people in general, and commit sexual violence against them. Now, these videos have, if you look at the research and where these have originated from, it's really hard to find the actual source. It seems that six individuals have kind of decided that this was a day, but then it's been picked up as a reaction. So all of the content that's been posted about this at the moment is actually not from a primary source nor anyone who is endorsing the message, but actually reactions by people who are mortified on it. So it's a really interesting trend, and we're seeing a little bit of this mass hysteria that was similar to the Momo challenge a couple of years ago. It's certainly concerning, but I don't necessarily think in the way that the public would see it necessarily.
Yeah, right. So it looks like this is potentially not something that would ever come to reality, but it's people spreading, I guess, warnings and hysteria around it that is making it seem more real. Is that the way you interpret it?
That's exactly right. So I know that this is an evocative topic for people. It's scary. It's something that is spreading because people are warning each other about it, and you can completely understand the emotional reaction to this, particularly on a platform like TikTok, where it's, you know, heavily populated by young people and they're scared. But the thing is that it's very likely that what has happened is that a couple of people who are irresponsible and harmful have perhaps in jest made a joke like this. We don't even know what the actual source is. It could actually be that someone has heard someone say it. So we don't actually have the original content. But because so many people are concerned about this and outraged by it, national news outlets in the US have picked this up. There's been 24 million postings of the April 24 hashtag on TikTok on Monday. However, most of those are the reaction to the content, not the original content. It's not actually people agreeing that they're going to go out and do it. And TikTok has actually already done an investigation into this and said that there's no evidence to show that anyone is rallying behind this idea or call to action. It's all of the reactions that are spurring this on. Now, it's still concerning, though, because what we can find and what we have seen in previous mass hysteria trends like this is that although the original source of information is discredited, other people do jump on the trend. So it does result in disturbed behaviour because people have this sort of bystander effect where, they either don't get involved or they think that everybody else is getting involved and so they do it as well. So the original source of information is something that we should minimise, but it still becomes a problem because of mass hysteria.
Mm. And how common is this phenomenon, the way this has kind of snowballed into this now international story? Is this something that in your line of work you see all the time?
Yeah, it's not. I wouldn't say it's common. It's not that it happens on a weekly basis necessarily, but the outcome is quite significant. I mean, the Momo challenge is one that I think everyone calls to mind. There was also the Blue Whale challenge that was about a year before the Momo challenge. And it does create a global sense of panic. And it's quite distressing for particularly young people who haven't had enough media literacy yet to understand that the purpose of of posts like this and content like this, which is to scare them. But they don't understand that necessarily. But then they share the content and other people are distressed by it. And nothing necessarily happens. But some people go through emotional trauma because of their fear of something like this. So the impacts are very real, despite the fact that the initial threat is generally false.
Mm. And what can parents do? Do they have to do anything?
Yeah, I strongly suggest that parents don't perpetuate the fear, which is often what happens, because as we know, this is evocative. This is upsetting. So as a parent, it's quite scary. And often we see parents perpetuate the notion of distress. The best thing that parents can do is de-escalate the situation. So if you actually jump online and actually try and find the source of this content, you actually won't find it. And that's a really good indication that this is hysteria. It's also then good for parents to say, this can be really distressing and people are trying to upset you intentionally, but you can't give those people power, which is your reaction. And then parents should also advise their children not to engage in the content, because the more that they engage in the content, the algorithm then will show more people the content. So actually, the most powerful thing you can do in a situation like this is ignore it and report it to the platform so it gets taken down. But don't give these people your power over your distress or your feelings, because you are safe. If you follow your general personal safety protocols anyway, that's really what you need. So parents, just try and de-escalate as opposed to feed into the distress of it.
It sounds like this is one of those cases where the only thing to fear is fear itself.
Absolutely. But as human beings, our brains are very much designed to be attuned to anything that's threatening to us. And particularly on a platform like this, where you do have 24 million people engaging in a content piece in one day, that's a lot of evidence to show that your distress is correct, that there's something to be distressed about. So actually, we have to try and curb that and control our emotional reactions. Don't let these people have an impact on us, which is difficult. I completely understand, but you're certainly in control of how these people can influence you.
Mm, absolutely. And now school is back for term two this week. What else has YSafe got its eye on at the moment as far as trends on social media that we need to be aware of?
Look, that's the one that's been coming up recently. There's also been some other disturbing content that has been posted on TikTok of people, again, harming themselves or promoting unhealthy ideas about mental health. We just go back to looking out for these messages. If you do feel that you are suffering with your mental health, avoid actually engaging with those particular content pieces, because we know it actually makes it worse, not better. We have our eye on Discord at the moment, given the amount of pornography that's being shared on that particular platform and the amount of primary school children that are engaging on these platforms. We've been really focused on that as of recently, trying to educate parents to perhaps not use or avoid that platform for young children who are gaming with each other and chatting on Discord is a little bit of a problem given the amount of violent adult content that's circulating on these platforms at the moment. So they're the main pieces of advice and things that we're getting parents to look out for. But certainly we know that these trends change daily. So stay in contact with information resources that you can keep on top of, and so you can stay informed. So, you know, YSafe Facebook page and things like that is a great idea.
That's great advice. As always, Managing Director of YSafe, Jordan Foster, thanks again for sharing your insights on The West Live.
Thanks, Ben.